Venezuela's president gets sweeping new powers. Christians are concerned. Madhya Pradesh continues its discrimination march against the church. And a student sponsorship program lays a foundation for future ministry in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Venezuela's Congress Wednesday gave initial approval to a bill granting President Hugo Chavez powers to rule by decree. Christians are concerned. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
President there, Hugo Chavez, is gaining almost dictatorial powers over that country. He will be allowed to stay in office as long as he wants and basically rule the country by his decree.
Chavez forced a U.S.-based mission organization out of tribal areas last year. Right now, it's unclear what this will mean for Christian workers in Venezuela. But Nettleton says Chavez doesn't have a good track record.
Chavez is very fond of Fidel Castro. We know he's not a friend of the church in his country. You just sort of look at the evidence and you look at the past and you look at who Hugo Chavez's friends are, and it's got to make you nervous if you have Christian workers in Venezuela.
Next, persecution's growing in India. In Madhya Pradesh state, lawmakers recently moved toward a stricter anti-conversion law. The result was familiar. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says 4 days ago, Hindu militants attacked a small house church.
A large number of neighbors came to the rescue of their Christian neighbors and drove off the extremists. The police intervened and arrested the Christians. Charges were brought against them for illegal conversions, and they were told that until the case is settled, they're forbidden to baptize.
Stravers admits such reports have a negative effect.
Christians hear about their fellow believers in this other town that got beaten up, taken to jail, so then they're more cautious. They might be intimidated. They might become fearful of carrying out their ministry that they're being trained for, or even that we've trained them for.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It was about a year ago that Hope Givers International's founder, Bishop M.A. Thomas, traveled to Rajasthan, India, into a firestorm of anti-Christian activity. It forced both Thomas and his son Samuel into hiding. Sam was actually jailed. Thomas was given permission to visit the U.S. In an exclusive interview with Mission Network News, Thomas told us,
"Thanks to the listeners who prayed for us and accept our special word of thanks, and especially the government officials, including the president, who helped us and supported us. God bless you. Thank you, my beloved brother."
Thomas seems confident trumped-up charges will be worked out, but Hopegiver still faces a financial crisis. They need nearly $4 million to fund ministry that was temporarily shut down by authorities and pay their legal fees.
Going to the Supreme Court in India, one day's appearance, we had to pay almost $10,000. Go to the High Court also, it will not be less than $4,000 to $5,000.
Thomas has permission to be in the U.S. 20 days, after which he must return to India. And China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says their partners tell them the situation in China is improving. More house church leaders will be able to get training or start training schools for emerging Christian leaders in the house church network. They're facilitating that with a student sponsorship program in the United States.
We help with their living expenses, and then we partner with seminaries such as Denver Seminary, who have committed to pay for the tuition part of that. So together, we give the opportunity for a Chinese person to come to our country to get theological training.
China Partner is reevaluating the effectiveness of the program. So far, they've sponsored 5 individuals.
Our main concern is that even though this is a ministry that we would like to make available to Chinese leaders, majority of these individuals then, once they have received their education over here, do not return to China.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church, songs like Enough and How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.